Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we begin the guest portion of today's two-hour live broadcast, and we welcome you back to today's Robert and Mary World Travel get-together for our B Block, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader conversation. Jeff Rutledge, CEO of AIG Travel, is about to check in, and we're sponsored by the world's leading cruise lines.
And if you enjoy cruising and you're eager to cruise again at some point in the future, we do encourage you to stay connected with all of the brands of Carnival Corporation at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. They offer cruise options for every type of traveler.
Their brands include Seabourn, Holland America, Princess, Cunard, Carnival, P&O, Aida, and Costa. And whether it's travel this year or, frankly, whenever you feel cruising is right for you, check out worldsleadingcruiselines.com for all their latest offers. You'll also find individual brand links at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. We've been looking forward to introducing our next guest to you for a while now is Jeff Rutledge, is the CEO of AIG Travel, a show partner of ours with TravelGuard Travel Insurance. With the summer travel season about to begin in earnest with Memorial Day next weekend, many of you listening out there across the U.S. will be on the move traveling, and protecting those travels is something we cannot recommend enough. For today's Chief Travel Leader conversation, here's Jeff connecting with us via the show hotline.
Jeff, well, we've always enjoyed our check-ins with COO Robert Gallagher, and now Mary and I are happy to welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary. It's great to be with you on this Saturday morning.
Well, great to have you here with us. So we're going to get right into this. You know, we've always been very big on encouraging travel insurance to safeguard travels because, as we say, you know, in life, you just never know what's coming. In the world that we're living in currently with the coronavirus variants, we've got war in Europe, we've got people still having some apprehensions, I guess, you know, when traveling sizable distances. Since this is your area of expertise, I want to know, share some insights into why having travel insurance is so important. We've got a large audience listening right now. There's over a million people out there with 480-some-odd radio stations. And maybe also throw out a few top ways that you like the way it can benefit travelers.
Absolutely, Robert. You know, prior to the pandemic, my competitors and I, through our Travel Insurance Association in the United States, would come together and talk about consumer awareness. How can we think about, you know, we talked about something like a Got Milk campaign, if you remember what that was like in the dairy industry.
Sure.
To just help people understand, like, the product, what it looks like. There are other countries in the world, for example, the United Kingdom, where everyone recognized the value of travel insurance for a very, very long time, and most people have purchased the product when they travel. But in the United States, we just had a kind of a woeful lack of consumer awareness of the value of the product. Unfortunately, the pandemic, which touched all of us in humanity, brought it really to the forefront of people understanding and thinking about the risk when they travel, what that looks like. And our mission is really to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that the anxiety is removed, then that people can get out there and travel again.
Yeah.
Travel is so important. It has to move. And it's important for the economy, and it's important for us as individuals. And to go really without fear, and to just be able to do that with confidence. And you know, that's really our mission, and that's why we're here. And we encourage every one of your listeners to know and evaluate the products that are out there that protect them while they travel.
Well, thank you, Jeff. So let's talk about a few specifics. And, you know, our audience has heard Robert and myself share that we've actually been using TravelGuard for well over 20, probably closer to 25 years, long before you guys sponsored us. And maybe some of that has to do with the fact that we've been in the industry and we understand how important it is. But let's talk about some specifics, because I do think our listeners have, I think most people, although to your point here, I learned something new today about the UK versus the US in terms of education and value of travel insurance. But I'd like to think that most people understand the basics of it.
Well, this audience should.
But this should clear it up. Let's talk about some of the specifics of what you guys do offer, because people can add on different bundles. There's different offerings for people. What would you like to share about some of the specifics?
Mary, absolutely. Let me start with just sort of like some of the changes that occurred as a result of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as our products are there to really know and understand what risks are out there and how what the customers need and how can we respond to that, right? So there's, first of all, making sure that people understand that we have things such as lodging bundles, you know, that are available, that we launched in 2021 based on the CDC requirement that international travelers get a COVID test prior to entering the U.S. So that ability to have that kind of peace of mind that you're there, and if something happens, you can have the lodging that you need. Mm-hmm. We expanded that this year to include a quarantine bundle that provides a flat per day benefit to quarantine customers. It's up to 14 days of $100 per traveler on a preferred plan, or $200 per traveler for a deluxe plan. And it expands the qualifications for travel interruption coverage to include a circumstance that might see a traveler denied boarding because of mandatory health-related Sure. screening at boarding. So these things are really important to think about and make sure that customers have looked at it, evaluated those as options. And then in addition to that, a number of enhancements that are just not COVID-related, but are just, you know, more broadly things that customers need. Pet bundles, security bundles, adventure sports, travel, more travel inconvenience for closed attractions, rental home lockout, you know, those a whole list of things that are there for those types of inconveniences. We have a name your family bundle, which we're really excited about because you as an individual can actually define someone as a member of your family that is important to you, where coverage can be provided if something happens to that individual. And you know, other things we could go on, wedding bundles, and then, of course, our Cancel for Any Reason products that are out there for those individuals who would like to look at a level of coverage, maybe 50% return on their investment if they just want to have that type of
Well, I think that the CFAR is something that for people they absolutely should look at. I mean, it's going to cost them a little bit more, but the reality is that takes away a lot of their concerns. One of the things that we like personally, I love having somebody available to us 24/7 and the translation services. Yeah. If we're in a part of the world where it's difficult to communicating, that's always helpful. But I do want to talk about something else with you because, you know, about 6 months ago or so now, AIG acquired DepartSmart. And, you know, kids are graduating from college right now. Some people may be going on to think about taking a semester abroad or so. You talked about incorporating their safety travel program to existing travel insurance offerings for both individual and corporate packages. So, as I said, you know, I'm sure we've got a lot of people around the country right now with kids that may be planning to study abroad. What attracted you to add DepartSmart to AIG Travel's mix?
The customers knowing before they go is a core part of who we are. The more that as you plan your travel, you can know and understand and look at what are those risks where we're going specifically as it applies to my individual situation, whether that's a student, whether that's someone, a female traveling, individuals that are going into a situation, how do we make sure that they're secure, that they know that they have the information to really avoid situations that could derail and make a trip go bad in any way, shape, or form. And DepartSmart is a core part of that mission because it allows that opportunity for people to access and know information through our website that help them in their specific, whatever their specific situation is, to look at it, evaluate a destination, and make sure that they know before they go. You know, simple things like, you know, 911 in other countries, if you have an emergency number, it's not 911. What is it in that country? How do you know that? Prepare yourself so that you can maintain and keep control.
Yeah, I thought when we saw that it was picked up, that's a terrific addition.
Yeah, in no all question. Of that.
Yeah, good points.
Jeff, before we run out of time today, I do want to highlight the fact, I think this is really important, especially for a travel insurance company, that TravelGuard was recognized in 2020 by Forbes as offering the best travel insurance. That is a huge accolade in the travel insurance space. It's a competitive space. We only have about 50 seconds left, but what did that mean to you and your team?
If you look at that year, when travel stopped, you know, unfortunately, there's so many people in the travel industry lost their jobs, right? This is beyond it because people weren't traveling. It wasn't happening. For our team, it's a little bit different. There were literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of processing claims and things that came in a very truncated period of time. And our team did some amazing work to really make sure that we were there to address the situation at the outset. And receiving that award during that time frame when so much was happening it's just an incredible honor for our team. I'm so incredibly proud of them.
Well, last week we were out on the Let's Go America tour. We were in Cape Cod and at the Wauquasset Resort and Golf Club, and they're a Forbes 5-star property and restaurant up there as well. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about you guys during the show and the Forbes rating, their eyes lit up because they understood it as well. So, Jeff, this goes by very quickly. We wanted to get to something regarding travel insurance. It's not that expensive is what people think. We'll do that in the future. Thank you very much for joining us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Give our best to Robert, Rhonda, and the team, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. You also.
Thank you. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Well, folks, TravelGuard.com, that is why we recommend them for sure. And as we pause for this quick sponsors break now, still ahead this hour is RJ with the Open Road, our destination spotlight on Richmond, Virginia. But up next, Bobby's going to patch in Rudy for the first time today. He's going to be talking roller coasters. Well, there's another good reason for a Travel Guard. If you have a travel question, a show comment, don't forget you can reach us anytime at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Actually, going to be answering emails coming up in hour two. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.